AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is a special report from ABC News, Race for the White House. I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden phoned into Vice President Kamala Harris's event at her campaign headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware. He says he'll be campaigning for her. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Top Democrats began to rally around Harris as their nominee. Sources tell us the vice president furiously working the phones, reaching out to Democrats across the country. A groundswell, donations pouring in, a record $81 million. The vice president's leading potential rivals for the nomination falling in line behind her. From Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Battleground, Michigan.
Today, I am fired up to endorse Kamala Harris for president of the United States.
To Governor Andy Beshear of Kentucky.
VP Harris is a million times worse than President Biden, says the Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance at a rally in his hometown, Middletown, Ohio. This is ABC News. Friday's IT meltdown around the globe, linked to cybersecurity software, is continuing to create havoc in the airline industry.
While United and American Airlines have mostly gotten back on track, Delta Airlines is still suffering from its computers going down on Friday. Delta has just shy of 800 mainline flights canceled again today and nearly another 1,000 delayed. Its hubs in Atlanta, Minneapolis, and Detroit are the airports with the most canceled flights of anywhere in the world. The federal government is warning Delta to make sure it's taking care of its customers. Alex Stone, ABC News.
The last surviving member of the Four Tops has died. Duke Fakir sang tenor on hits like Reach Out, I'll Be There, and I Can't Help Myself. Family spokesperson said Fakir died of heart failure at his home in Detroit with family members at his side. He was 88. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
You know Ignite Glass and Gifts' three locations in Madison, but you can also shop igniteglassandgifts.com. You'll find grinders, lighters, collectibles, hand-blown glass water pipes, artistically designed jewelry, and plenty of other items delivered straight to your door or to family and friends. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, igniteglassandgifts.com.
I'm Terry Bell with WMDX News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. Find it anytime on the WMDX website at mad.radio.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Democratic Party of Wisconsin enthusiastically endorsed Kamala Harris on Monday, now that she's the frontrunner for the Democratic ticket. Ben Wickler, chair of the Wisconsin Democratic Party, said Harris is the candidate best positioned to defeat Donald Trump.
Vice President Harris is a powerhouse debater and communicator, and we've seen that all the way through her political career. She's able to bring a spotlight to the essential issues and draw the essential contrast that will ensure that we can win this election.
Wickler described Biden's resignation as a reset that gives Democrats the upper hand in the upcoming election. Wisconsin was ranked first in the nation for hourly earnings growth in February, March, and May, and second in the nation in April. Just last month, Wisconsin reached record high employment numbers. Governor Tony Evers said Monday that Wisconsinites are clearly working hard as the economy continues to show positive growth. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
The Packers open training camp without Love. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers held their first practice of training camp today, but with Jordan Love watching, not participating. What's the status of his contract talks with the team? Packers GM Brian Gutekunst.
I think it was Saturday night. You know, they kind of informed us that until we get something done that he would not practice. So unless something gets done here pretty soon, he will not be practicing. This is something we're all working on, and we certainly understand where he's coming from. We'd like him to be out there. But as of now, until we get that resolved, you know, he will not be practicing.
Baseball. The Brewers at Wrigley Field open a three-game series tonight against the Cubs. Craig Counsell not happy with a reporter's question about Christopher Morel.
Looked like he was swinging for the leg there. I don't know. What do you think about some of those?
Come on, Jesse. Come on. That's your comment?
Well, yeah, I'm wondering about...
I think that's a bad take.
Why?
That's a bad take. He's swinging for the lake. That's a bad take.
Why is that? Why is that a bad
take? He's having a good at-bat trying to hit the ball hard. It didn't work. The pitcher made a good pitch. He made an out.
That's Craig Counsell with Sports on Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered storms, some with heavy rainfall, muggy with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a few storms, highs near 80. A little cooler and definitely less humid as we look through the rest of the week. High temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s and mostly sunny. Right now it's 78 degrees.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, join us next time. It's Tuesday Tangents with our friend Luke Mathers. Your phone calls as well. Be there.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who once planted evidence so he could make a citizen's arrest, Pete Schwabba.
Big shout out, if I may. A radio shout out to Chris Casper, one of the amazing engineers here at Civic Media, who I make his life a living hell wherever I go, because when I did a remote a few weeks ago at the Minocqua Brewing Company, Chris had all kinds of stuff thrown at him last minute. I don't know what I'm doing. I've been doing radio for 7 months, so I'm totally lost, and he's just got my back. He's a great guy, so thanks for working hard for us tonight and getting things right for our in-studio performer, Marta Hansen, who will be here at 8:20. So we have a few more minutes here with Pat McGann, who has been waiting patiently. Pat, so who do you think is funny today? If you're not watching your own stand-up and laughing hysterically, like I assume you do every night, who are you watching that makes you laugh?
Sebastian Maniscalco.
Yeah.
Who puts me to work all the time.
There you go.
I really enjoy him. No, I also enjoy, I've been a fan of Bill Burr for a long time. I don't think I would probably drop any names that surprise you. I don't watch a ton. I mean, I do and I don't, you know. Nate Bargatze, very funny guy. I enjoy, I'm trying to think who else I've been watching. I liked Wanda Sykes' last special. I thought her special on Netflix was very funny.
She is.
I'm trying to think who else.
Do you like Chappelle? Are you a Chappelle fan?
Yes. I mean, Chappelle, Chris Rock, all the like obvious, right. Brian Regan, a lot of these. But you know who I think about a lot is John Caponera.
Oh, yeah. Fellow Southsider there. Yeah. Very funny.
Yeah. And I think about how I observed him, and maybe like it didn't dawn on me at the time, but it was like, I remember like talking to him backstage, and you know, he's about to go on, and he was not like, you know how some people be like, hey, I got to get in my zone, I got to get in my space. And he was like the one carrying the conversation, and he's about to go on. So then he goes on, and you ever get that feeling like, wait, that's a different person that was just back here.
Huh.
Like, he just flips this switch and becomes right. Like a performer, because that's what I feel like sometimes we almost have to remind ourselves, like, yeah, you're doing stand up. Yeah, you're doing jokes. You're doing a lot of the same stuff over and over again. But you have to like act like you're doing it for the first time in a way.
Right.
And I didn't really like maybe identify it at the time, but it's like, yeah, he flips a switch and he goes to work and he performs the material, like becomes like this animated character in a way.
Yeah.
And I just think there's a lot of takeaway from that when you see it in person, especially when you see it like he's this guy backstage in the green room. And then he goes up there. You're like, how is that the same guy that was just in here? You know?
That's so great. It's very interesting you say that, because I remember that Zany's green room. And I remember I was in a college contest when I was at DePaul, and the other comic, I think it was Larry Reeb and Anthony Griffin were on the show that night. And I'm just hanging out, waiting to go on, and they're between shows. And Anthony Griffin, this is going to sound so weird. Anthony Griffin is eating a beef sandwich from like Mr. Beef down the street. And I'm like, God, all I want in life is to be eating an Italian beef sandwich between shows in the green room at Zany's. You know what I mean? Like, it was just like,
right.
I don't know, that what you just said made me think of that. And it was, it's those great things we keep with us as young comedians or performers that are so impressionable. And Campanera probably doesn't remember talking to you that night, and but it had this profound impact on you. That's so cool.
Yeah, for sure. And then that's what it is too. You know, it's like, there's no classes you can take. There's no school you can go to. It's just doing it, observing it, being around it, and, you know, trying to really just learn from the experience and from, you know, being around people that you're always going to be around people that have been doing it longer, you know?
Yeah.
And you're always going to be around people that have been through it. So those are the people I've always learned from a ton.
That's great. What is your career goal, Pat? You got, you know, you're doing theaters. You could probably do theaters, I'm sure, without Sebastian, but you're having fun with him. That's great. Do you want to keep selling out theaters, have your own sitcom, be a social media sensation, chimney sweep? What are your aspirations? I don't know.
I mean, I would love to. I want to keep developing the stand-up. You know, I feel like I'm just kind of getting going with some of the material, is getting like closer, more like, feel like I'm being myself on stage, and, you know, keep doing stand up. If there's an opportunity to do a sitcom or do a show, I would be open to that. I like hosting. I would love to host a show. I want to host your show. I want to take this show over. It's only a 3-hour drive to Madison. I could do this.
You could commute. I'd be scared you would take it over, but I actually need to find a replacement in mid-August because I am taking a vacation, and they want me to find a replacement. So I know you're half joking, but that option is there if you want it. I'll just say, you told me you got divorced recently, and usually when I've had, you know, obviously a lot of friends that get divorced, and you never take sides.
I asked you not to bring that up.
It takes two people. I know, but now you're threatening to take my show away, Pat. So I'm going to make you look bad. No, but it takes, you know, two people to be married, two people to get divorced. And you're the one case, and I don't know you really well, but I feel like I have a good sense of the person you are, where I'm like, I would never leave Pat. And I have a staunch record of heterosexuality, Pat. But I don't know how you're divorced. And that's a compliment. And I don't even know what to do with it. You seem like a great guy, is what I'm saying.
No, it was not in the plans. I didn't see it coming, but, you know, it's hard to talk about in a country where marriage is so sacred, you know.
Well, the reason I brought that up, I was trying to throw you a compliment, but you do great jokes.
It's Shaq shooting a free throw. Those are the chances of success. The same as Shaq shooting a free throw. It's a coin flip. No, I
didn't mean to bring.
I was surprised by it too. I know. I'm surprised by it too. But I think it was, you know, a lot of like, you know, just life happening in the last several years. And, you know, it's, I'm trying to talk about it more like on stage with you. I'm talking about like, just like getting my life together. Cause I had to get like all new furniture. Because when you're getting divorced, you're not looking ahead thinking like, hey, where am I going to sit? So I had to go to like Bob's Furniture. That's when you know your life's in disarray, when you're at Bob's Furniture. You know, because you ask questions. Like, there's a lot of furniture. Hey, is this maple, oak? What's this? Like, no, it's the dust. That's the sawdust. And we press it together. And then we sell it to sad people like you. I mean, I got a sectional made out of denim and gauze in my house. Armrest is like a cinder block with a kitchen towel wrapped around it. I got a concussion taking a nap. I don't know if you bought furniture recently, but they'll try and talk you into like getting a cup holder. You want a cup holder in your couch? Like, I'm getting divorced. My life's not over.
I was just trying to get you to talk about your kids and all the jokes you do about your kids. And here I got some of the new divorce material. That is so great.
I'm trying to work it out.
Where am I going to
sit? My kids are busy, though. They're good.
Yeah.
They got enough going on.
Speaking of kids, Pat, everyone that comes on the show, I ask them what they're watching, or have you taken your kids to see any of the summer blockbusters?
No, I have not. They want to see the Despicable Me 4. That's in the plans. And that's what it is now. Like, you go to these, it's like, you want to see Spider-Man 12? You want to see Batman 9? Every redo. What are we watching? We watch YouTube videos of people opening presents, but we don't see faces. We just look at hands opening packages. That's what kids watch now. So satisfying.
That sounds fun. What about you when you're done after a long day? I assume you write for 12 to 14 hours a day. What do you watch when you put your pen down? I assume you write with a pen too, Pat.
I do. I write with a pen, feather pen. I quill. I have a quill. And I dip it in my ink. No, I watch. You know what I'm watching right now is the new installment of Hard Knocks.
Nice.
HBO. It's like the New York Giants trying to build their team. And I'm watching, what else have I been watching recently? I watch a lot of documentaries. I don't watch a ton of comedy.
It's hard to watch. I find it, I'm like into true crime and stuff and cop shows. I can't watch comedy either. Like I'll flip around, and if I see something, I'll watch it for a little bit, but no, I'm with you. When are you coming to Wisconsin? Last question for you. When can we see
you? You
know
what? I'm going to be with Sebastian. I'm going to be with Sebastian November 6th. In Milwaukee.
Oh,
at
nice.
At that arena, Fiserv.
Oh, wow.
Which is going to be pretty insane. And that's all I have on the books for Wisconsin right now. But I'm hoping to get back to Milwaukee myself. I'm working on coming to the Pabst, I believe.
Oh, sweet.
So I hope to be able to, you know, share a date on that soon.
Okay.
But then, I'll be traveling with Sebastian when he comes through in November.
Pfizer Forum. That's no. Are you gonna dunk?
Yes. Yes.
Sweet.
I gotta find somebody to dunk on.
That's a great closing bit. Just don't open with it, Pat. Never open with a showstopper. But I think if you dunk at the end, if you dunk at the end of your set, you'll be in good shape.
Can I close on a left-handed layup? Would that impress anyone?
Yeah. Absolutely. Hey, man. This is so great. I'm so glad you took some time. It was just great to have you on the show. I cannot thank you enough, my friend.
Yeah, really good to see you and hear you, Pete. Thanks for having me, bud. I really appreciate it. And
you got it.
Like I said, I want to take the show from you.
Well, bring it. I don't know what am I supposed to say to that.
Pete.
I know. Think about guest hosting, though. I'm sure they'd love to have you, especially after hearing this interview and how much funnier you are. Seriously, great time. Thanks so much. And we'll talk soon. Keep us posted on the Wisconsin dates, too.
Yeah, for sure. Thanks, Pete.
Okay.
Good to hear you, buddy. All right,
you
bye.
Too. All right, that's Pat McGann. Check out his special, When's Mom Gonna Be Home, on Amazon. Very funny. Fun for the whole family, too. Pat is mostly clean and just hilarious. So check him out on Amazon Prime. Coming up next on Nightlight, we have one of my favorite local performers here in Madison. This is the second time her music will make an appearance on Nightlight, and she is in studio next. It's Marta Hansen. This is Pete Schwab in Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX has an opening for an account executive in our Madison office. In this position, you'll help connect our loyal and engaged audience to local businesses. This is an outside sales position, so experience in business-to-business, prospecting, and closing local businesses is important. Our portfolio of solutions for advertisers includes radio, podcasting, and digital solutions. Learn more and apply online. Go to civicmedia.us, click on About Us, and work with us. with us.
The John and Gordy Show.
You've seen the Barbie movie, so that's the original. Did you know that Johnny Cash also had a version?
I'm a Barbie girl.
Weekday mornings, 6 until 8 on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Just like have so much talent on a show, I don't even know what to do with it. You have Pat McGann. Now we're going to transition to Marta Hansen in just a minute here. We've got great text coming in. Anna from the 608 says, I already read that. Oh my gosh. Conrad, how are we doing on text? Am I, there we go.
A little behind.
Okay. From the 920, Ronnie from Horican. I think he was just letting us know his name. Jim from Appleton says, my favorite is Ernest Borgnine. I had no idea Ernest Borgnine was from Wisconsin. Huh. Anna also says Willem Dafoe was great in The Florida Project. I have not seen that. Thank you, Anna. Jim from Appleton says, note, Willem Dafoe in Sandlot. I dislike autocorrect. I didn't think he was in Sandlot. Tom from New Berlin says Gene Wilder rocks. Totally agree. Tom also says with Richard Pryor. Yes, I remember a film called Silver Streak that they were in together. It was like a rated R movie, and I was like 10. It was fun to watch because there was swearing. So thank you for that trip down memory lane, Tom. Carla from Baraboo says, hi, Pete and Conrad. Agnes Moorhead. Nice pull, Aunt Carla. Love that. Conrad, you should take a memo. We should look up some Agnes Moorhead credits.
Sounds good.
All right. Tom from New Berlin with Eugene Wilder and Gilda Radar Radner. What a hoot they would have had. What a hoot they would be to have over for dinner. I totally agree with you, Tom. I can't read anymore, and we'll read some more of your texts coming up next. But right now, it is my pleasure to welcome a guest. I can't even tell you. I heard her music for the first time about 6 weeks ago when Terry Barr was on Nightlight, as she so often is on Friday nights. And she introduced Conrad and me to this next artist who joins me now in the studio. It's a pleasure to welcome you to Nightlight. Marta Hansen,
hi.
How are you?
I'm really good. Thank you for having me.
You made the trip all the way to downtown Madison from?
Sun Prairie.
The Burbs.
The Burbs.
Nice.
But I'm a UW alum.
Okay.
Madison has my heart. I love it.
Yeah, it's a great, I'm telling you. I've been coming here like once a month. I live up in the Marinette area, but I've had this PBS gig for like 12 years now, and I come down like once a month to shoot stuff for their TV station, and I have fallen in love. I loved Madison when I was doing stand-up and I would come here back in the 90s.
Sure.
But then now coming down here as an adult, I don't – there's a lot of people that live here. I can't believe there aren't more.
Right.
It's such a fun town.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's awesome.
So we both endorse Madison.
We endorse Madison.
I think
Madison.
We had to get that out of the way right at the beginning because it would have been
fully
weird.
Endorsed.
I think all the listeners are wondering how much we both like Madison.
Yeah.
So there you go. Where does the term piano girl come from?
Piano gal.
Gal, I'm sorry.
Well, and I aren't you that piano lady? I get lots of, you know, lots piano. Of that. I'm a piano tuner, piano technician. That's my trade. And it's a very male dominated field. And
is
so
it really?
It is.
Okay.
And so
why
when
is that?
I don't know.
Huh.
I actually have no idea. It's a really fun job. Takes a lot of training. But when I got into it and I thought of branding myself, naming my business, I thought I'd kind of do a play on the girly part of it.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Okay. So is that sort of like your day job, would you say?
Is it is my day
tuning?
Job.
Because
yes.
You're such a great, I mean, you've got all this music out there.
I do. Yeah. It's my day job. And then, I mean, this singing, songwriting, performing is a big part of my life too. But that's my second job.
How busy does that keep you? How many hours a week do you have to put in to do that?
A lot. It's really? Full. I work a lot. I like working. So, yeah.
I saw in your bio too, you were one of the few people that did this particular type of piano tuning that you do? Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Well, the tuning-wise, I do same as everybody, but I do custom work that you can't find everywhere. I do custom refurbished, all refurbished pianos, and I do custom painting and refurbishing.
Okay.
And I also do piano upcycling. So, like, when you see those Baby Grand pianos in a bar, that the Baby Grand is a bar or it's a bookcase or something like that.
Huh.
I'm one of the few people who does that on a regular basis.
Wow. How cool is that?
So people hire me from all over the country and I have the stuff like shipped out to them and I make whatever people want. And then I've done orange pianos and I've done Charlie Brown pianos and I've done pianos with flowers all over them and bright purple pianos. And yeah, it's I've hit a bit of a niche with that. So
yeah. How much do you make a year? No, don't answer that. Conrad told me to ask that. I'm sorry. That was rude.
$1 million. No, just kidding.
What, in a recent blog post on your website, you wrote about the science of pianos.
Yeah.
Can you explain what that is?
Well, piano tuning and pianos in general are, it's very scientific, very math related. I tune based on wave frequency and, you know, accepted pitch is a certain wave frequency, which is A440, 440 hertz. And pitch and tuning in pianos, it's very mechanical. I'm using tools and all of that stuff to do the work. So it's there's a lot of science behind it. And then it's artful too, so it's a lot of both.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
When did this love for piano start? Did you just start taking lessons when you were a kid?
Yeah, when I was 7. Wow. I never looked back.
And you stuck with it.
Yeah.
Do you regret not quitting the piano?
No. It's always the other way around.
The old joke, right? Yes. Nobody regrets sticking with the piano.
Exactly. They regret quitting for sure.
So let's say at my age, 27, I wanted to start playing the piano. When could I start playing actual songs? How long would it take me to get, like, let's say, halfway decent?
I mean, you can play songs right away. It's just the level of difficulty.
Yeah.
But I think depends on how much effort and practice you put in. If you practice at least several times a day, maybe in a few years, you could be playing some basic, simpler Beethoven pieces. But definitely, there's some kids who just pick it up immediately and they're playing stuff within a year. But most, it's a lifelong skill for sure.
Yeah.
So it can take, it's years to be masterful. I've been playing for 38 years or something like that.
Jeez.
So.
Do you have adults that take up the piano at
absolutely
a certain...
Absolutely.
That's encouraging.
Yeah, it's all about what you put into it. If you practice, you'll improve. If you don't, you will stay sucky.
Now that's science. So when did you transition to, like, let's say you learned how to play the piano and you started writing your own songs? How old were you when you started doing that?
Well, I started writing songs very poorly my whole life. I actually didn't really fully like dig into songwriting until I was in my 30s.
Okay.
Yeah. And I think having kids, having a business, having a marriage, dealing with the craziness and awareness of the world just gave me a lot of topics to write about more. So I've just had so much more life experience and I started putting that into music. And then I really, really dug in during COVID because I had nothing else to do. So I wrote a whole album in 2020.
Nice.
Of original stuff.
All right. So when we're going to do a quick thing here with our award-winning news team. They're going to keep us informed.
Okay.
And then we're going to come back and you're going to play something. You're going to play my favorite song?
I'll play your favorite song first.
I'm
yes.
So
I'll do
excited
that.
You are here and I cannot wait to hear that live.
Sure.
Conrad, are you excited?
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Oh, God. You are lucky I'm not in Green Bay right now, young man, because
I'm excited.
All right. He really is excited.
I can tell. I can hear it in your voice. Right. Yes, very excited.
Marta Hansen is in studio at Nightlight here in Madison tonight. So much fun to have her. We are going to hear her play live. That's coming up next on Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the John and Gordy Show.
This is a special report from ABC News, Race for the White House. I'm Chuck Sievertson. President Biden phoned into Vice President Kamala Harris's event at her campaign headquarters in Wilmington, Delaware. He says he'll be campaigning for her. ABC News Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce.
Top Democrats began to rally around Harris as their nominee. Sources tell us the vice president furiously working the phones, reaching out to Democrats across the country. A groundswell, donations pouring in, a record $81 million. The vice president's leading potential rivals for the nomination falling in line behind her. From Governor Gretchen Whitmer of Battleground, Michigan.
Today, I am fired up to endorse Kamala Harris for president of the United States.
To Governor Andy Beshear of Kentucky.
VP Harris is a million times worse than President Biden, says the Republican vice presidential candidate J.D. Vance at a rally in his hometown, Middletown, Ohio. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will be the Democratic Party's presumptive nominee when she comes to Milwaukee Tuesday. On Monday, she praised President Biden, who dropped out of the race Sunday.
Every day, our President Joe Biden fights for the American people, and we are deeply, deeply grateful for his service to our nation.
That's Harris speaking at the White House. Wildfires are raging in western Canada again this summer, sending smoke back to Wisconsin. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, smoke is widespread in the Midwest and Great Lakes area, but the smoke is hanging thousands of feet in the air. Air quality warnings in Wisconsin could change over the next few days as the smoke lowers. Ongoing fires in Canada are expected to grow over the next week as hot, dry conditions persist. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News, I'm Ella Saff. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Vice President Kamala Harris will be the Democratic Party's presumptive nominee when she comes to Milwaukee Tuesday. On Monday, she praised President Biden, who dropped out of the race Sunday.
Every day, our President Joe Biden fights for the American people, and we are deeply, deeply grateful for his service to our nation.
That's Harris speaking at the White House. Wildfires are raging in western Canada again this summer, sending smoke back to Wisconsin. According to the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, smoke is widespread in the Midwest and Great Lakes area, but the smoke is hanging thousands of feet in the air. Air quality warnings in Wisconsin could change over the next few days as the smoke lowers. Ongoing fires in Canada are expected to grow over the next week as hot, dry conditions persist. And that's what you need to know. I'm Ella Saff, and this is Civic Media News.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy tonight, scattered storms, some with heavy rainfall, muggy with a low in the mid-60s. Tomorrow, partly sunny, still a few storms, highs near 80. A little cooler and definitely less humid as we look through the rest of the week. High temperatures in the upper 70s to low 80s and mostly sunny. Right now it's 78 degrees.
As a network, we're called Civic Media because a big part of it is we want to start modeling how civic discourse really should happen and being respectful of each other's opinions, even if you disagree, you know, like they should be given a platform.
If Rocker and I can get along, we can all get along.
I know, exactly.
Right, Rocker?
Yeah, that's right, Jimmy.
Well, you do have a wall in between the two of you, so
glass.
It's like...
It's only glass, though.
Tear down the walls. Listen to Max Inc., Saturday night, 6 to midnight, across the Civic Media Radio Network.
Say you never give in to a meltdown. And never fill your feed with kid photos. You say you'd never put a pacifier in your mouth to clean it. And never let them run wild through the grocery store. So when you say you'd never let them get into a car without you there, no, it can happen. 1 in 4 hot car deaths happen when a kid gets into an unlocked car and can't get out. Never happens. Before you leave the car, always stop. Look, lock. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, attorney Jim Santel will join us.
And we've got another episode of Johnny at the Movies, the box office hits from last weekend.
Join us.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday morning, 6 until 8.
One, two, three, four.
Broadcasting live from the Civic Media Studios in Green Bay, this is Nightlight with Pete Chwaba, your inside source on everything entertainment from Wisconsin to Hollywood. And now, a guy who never leaves the house without wearing a cup, Pete Chwaba.
Robert from McFarland says he would have to say Orson Welles. From the 920, we have a Tony Shalhoub vote. Love Tony Shalhoub. Tom from New Berlin says, used to work with Houdini. He never showed up. That's probably a disappearing joke that I'm not quite getting. But this is a great question tonight. Would you agree, Conrad?
Yeah, definitely.
I'm just making sure you're still there.
I am.
All right. He turns the mic down, and he has like a keg party when I'm not there. Bridget from the 818 says, I love Mark Ruffalo. He's great in everything he does. I could not agree more, Bridget. She says he is from Kenosha. Uh-huh. Yes, he is. She says, Pete Schwab is my favorite Wisconsin actor from the North Woods. Okay. Thank you, Bridget. I appreciate that. There's not a whole lot of competition up there, so, but there's some. That's good. And then Aunt Carla checks in again and says, Agnes Moorhead was Andora, Samantha's mortal loathing, quick-witted witch mother. Yes, of course. I never watched that show. But thank you, Carla, for keeping us in the loop there. So keep those questions coming. Who is your favorite actor or actress from Wisconsin? That is our question of the night. And it's a good one. We've had a lot of activity on this. 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. Or you can text us on the app. If you haven't downloaded it yet, you absolutely should. It is one of the most easy-to-use apps. Chris, did you have anything to do with the app? No? Just say that you did, right? Yeah, it's all Chris Casper, folks. All right. We have an outstanding show going here tonight. We've got Pat McGann on in the first hour, and now we have musician Marta Hansen. The piano gal is in studio, and word on the street is that you're going to perform my favorite song of yours. Is that true?
I am.
Okay. Tell us a little bit, if you would. The song is called The Last.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And I liked it so much, I went to the Google.
To the Google.
I could not find the lyrics, but I kind of can hear them in there. So I get the song, but now that I have you here, I think I'll be able to decipher it a little bit easier.
Probably.
But tell us, where did you get the inspiration for this song?
The song is about my kids.
Wow.
And
nice.
Being a parent. So it's about those moments where. The moments of being a parent that are the last moments, and you don't know it's the last moment until it's already passed. Like walking them to school one day, they don't want you to anymore. Carrying them, rocking them to sleep, doing all those things that like you look back like a year later and you're like, that was the last time I did that. And, you know, it's just those moments, because you always take pictures of like the big moment, the graduations and all of the things. But what about those little things that just kind of like end?
I like this song even more now. And I was at a play yesterday in Marinette at our theater on the Bay. They do a great job.
Yeah.
And my daughter, when we moved here from Los Angeles in 2011, she was six, seven.
Yeah.
She started in these shows. And then yesterday she was in Matilda. And she was part of the ensemble and dancing and singing a song called When I Grow Up. And she's going away to college in the fall.
Ugh.
And she's singing When I Grow Up, and all I can do is picture her on the stage at seven, and now her last show. I lost it.
Yeah.
So, anyway. All right, so I love hearing a story behind a song. So let's, this is Marta Hansen performing her song, The Last, here on Nightlight with Pete Chwaba.
What they say.
Wasn't on live radio right now, I would be a wreck.
Aww.
Knowing it, now that I know what you're singing about, it's even worse, Marta. My God. How old are your kids?
13, and my oldest will be 16 in 2 weeks.
All right. So you've got a few lasts. You've got more time. That's,
yeah.
I'm about to be an empty nester.
I know.
So
we're looking
terrible.
At colleges.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
It goes so fast. It's just crazy. So that's just such a beautiful song.
Thank you.
Is that, how do you measure songs that you've done in terms of, like, do you use Spotify or can you tell how many people have heard that? You must get a lot of good feedback.
Yeah. I mean, I get a lot of feedback when I perform live. And I love that personal person to person feedback, but I'm on Spotify, I'm on iTunes and all those things. And so I do see streams and I see which songs are the most popular in that regard. And, you know, what takes on the radio here on Max Inc. And then I do get radio play on 105.5 on the local hour with Kitty. So gauge it all that way. And I mean, at the end of the day, for me, I just want to connect with people. And I think there's not enough music out there from like a parent perspective. And so I do write a lot about being a parent and being in my 40s and like just that. Because we go through some stuff, you know?
Oh,
yeah. So if I feel the emotion behind it when I sing it, I know people are feeling it when they listen.
It's kind of, parenthood is kind of a trap because you just kind of like, I mean, I always knew I wanted to have kids, but you don't get the emotion and all that stuff and the connect. They're what makes you feel old because you see how old they get. Like, I'm an immature goofball most of the time.
Same.
But
same.
I can't brand myself that way anymore because I have kids and I have to be an adult sometimes.
I know. I'm like, I still think I'm really cool and fun and hip. And then my kids are like, okay.
I think you are. But now as you say that, if you're watching on the stream, you do look like you're sitting at the kids' table.
I know. So. I do. I'm like, wait out here. Hi, everybody. Hey, but you remember my tattoos? I'm still cool.
You're cool.
I'm cool.
For sure.
Just way down here, kids' table.
Marta Hansen is my guest here on Nightlight. She's in the studio here in Madison where we're bringing you Nightlight from tonight on a gorgeous night here in our state capital. So what does your family think? Do you play, like, when you think you have a good song, are they your first sort of test audience or do you have friends you go to? How do you sort of know you have a hit or feel good about what you're doing?
Where I go to record, I work with some other musicians because, you know, I don't play guitar or bass or drums or anything. So I gauge their opinion. That's kind of the first go-to. And then, my husband and my kids, my oldest, who's named Willem, by the way.
Like, oh,
Willem
come
Dafoe.
On.
I know.
That's so great.
We didn't name him after Willem Dafoe, but it was a consideration because we could be like, Willem's from, you know, Wisconsin.
You were new parents. You were exhausted. It's just a misprint on the birth certificate. You just missed. As a result,
no,
you named
just,
him.
We
after,
love that name. It's just the coolest.
It's a great
unique name.
Yeah.
But he is very into music. He gets vinyl. He like digs into everything. Like currently he's like really getting into Stone Temple Pilots. Like he's working his way through all the 90s. He like goes through all discographies. So if he likes it and he's going to put it, he says, Mom, I would put that on this playlist.
Yeah.
I know I've got a good one.
Nice.
Because he knows music.
Do you have a favorite venue in Madison you like to play?
Oh, gosh.
Or elsewhere in Wisconsin. We're on statewide, so if you are going to be anywhere in the state, I'd love it
I stick to kind of the Madison and then Burbs kind of area. Okay. Unfortunately, I'm done for the rest of this summer because I'm having surgery on Monday. But normally I'm playing throughout the whole summer. And then I play in the fall and the winter and stuff too. But I play at a lot of places that are really good for solo musicians. So like the Tasting Room of Nona, I play at BB Jack's, I play at Toot and Keith Wine Bar, I play at a lot of places like that. And a lot of farmers markets and, okay, you know, just kind of all over the place.
Do you just walk in with your keyboard, or do you have an arrangement or accompaniment?
I do occasionally bring other musicians, but for the most part, it's my keyboard, my sound setup, my microphone, and then my electric ukulele, because I like to toss that in. Because I like to do a lot of covers, and I'll do, I like to make 90s rock covers, my feminine girly version. So sometimes that's with piano, sometimes it's with ukulele. So I'll do like, like Smashing Pumpkins, but I'll do it on uke.
What song?
Disarm.
Wow.
Or in Today and also 1979. Those are ones that I cover a lot. Yeah.
Conrad, get that ready for when we go to break. That's one of our favorite go to break songs. I like that song. So who are your influences, Marta? Like, who got you thinking, like, who did you hear where you say, one day I want to play a song, I want to sound like them, I want to write something that inspires other people the way I hear this, you know?
You know, a lot of, I'm dating myself again, I'm in my mid-40s, so like Alanis Morissette and Sarah McLachlan, Tori Amos.
I totally get that.
Yeah, all of those. And then I love, like, Kurt Cobain is, like, I love Nirvana, I love Foo Fighters, I love...
Chris is in there raising the roof.
I even cover Alice in Chains, and I do it on piano and vocal. Wow. Yeah, like it's just that I'm a 90s grunge girl.
That's so cool. Do you have a song that sounds
I have one coming out this Friday. Good job. Okay. Plug in my song,
Look
Pete.
Look how I did.
I have a new single coming out called What a Pity, and it is like straight up like you could put it on Lithium on XM radio, and it would fit right in.
You want to play that when we come back? Or what? It's totally up to you.
Well, it doesn't really work on piano. It's heavy guitar, bass. It's like gritty. Oh, so, but it's sweet. Out. It comes out, and you can get it on Spotify and all streaming sites this Friday.
I have a kazoo in the car. Does that help in any way?
Oh my God, that would really grunge it up big time.
That would grunge it up.
Yes, that would be great.
How do you describe like what genre you put yourself in?
I say it's mom rock.
Oh, wow. I like that.
Yeah, because I really lean into the piano, feminine. I'm classically trained singer. I went to school for music. But then underneath all of that is I'm influenced by 90s rock. And so I kind of meld it all together. And I think it's mom rock.
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. We just heard a new genre of music here tonight on Nightlight. Thanks to Marta Hansen. She's going to play for us again. We're coming right back. This is Nightlight with Pete Schwabba on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for Metnair on air.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is a 1,200-mile footpath started in the 1950s and now running through 30 Wisconsin counties. The Ice Age Trails PR director Melissa Pyrick says one group of hikers describes it best.
They started in St. Croix Falls, so they kind of did this North Woods, which is very rural and rustic. And they said they couldn't believe once you get down into the southern part of the state, especially Dane County, all of a sudden it turns into prairies, and it's just beautiful.
The trail continues south to Janesville, then back to the northeast and up to Sturgeon Bay. It is also one of just 11 in the country designated as a National Scenic Trail. Learn more about it in your area at iceagetrail.org.
Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
We're hanging out here with Marta Hansen, one of my new favorite local musicians in the Madison area here, and she is not touring. She's done touring this summer, but when do you kick that up again?
I'll probably be back in it in like September.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll start.
Do you have a website you want to plug?
I do.
Can people find out where they can see
you? I keep it as updated as I can. It's my name, Marta Hansen, okay. H-A-N-S-E-N. music.com. So MartaHansenMusic.com.
And it's Mom Rock.
Mom Rock.
You know what I like about that is it's so spot on for what you're doing, who you are. Like, there's a new term yacht rock is all over the place.
That's
a cool term, but I don't really see how it correlates to. Maybe I haven't been on enough yachts, and maybe that's the kind of music they play. But I'm like,
I'm not rich enough to have a yacht, so I don't know.
Yeah, like yeah. I guess they play the Doobie Brothers on the yacht. I don't know. So, what would you rather do? Would you rather sing and write music, or I mean, I only ask this. I assume most people would say, I want to sing and songwrite and play, but you seem to truly be passionate about tuning and upcycling and restoring pianos. What's your favorite?
That's so hard. Yeah. You know, I don't even know if I could answer that. And I think it's because I'm very like in everything and I'm a kind of a busybody. And so if I did one, I would get bored and I would burn out. So like I love that I have, you know, the upcycling and the tuning and repair and the songwriting and the performing, because then I never get sick of any of them.
That's so great. All right. So tell us a little bit. You're going to play another song for us. What's it called?
It's called The Way I Used To.
Okay. And tell us, give us a little background on
this is off my EP that came out a few months ago, same as the last came out. And it's, the EP is called Of a Certain Age. So all four songs are about motherhood and aging as a woman. Okay. So this song is about me being in my 40s and my body changing, not looking the same, having more wrinkles, having a little bit more around my midsection, not as cool as I think I am anymore, you know, just kind of
not
like,
with that attitude.
No. So it's just about like being a woman in her 40s and what it's like to age and kind of have to come to grips with looking different, feeling different, having a different perspective.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. This is Marta Hansen live from our studios in Madison on Nightlight.
Can't be thin the way I used to.
That's Marta Hansen and her mom rock.
My mom rock.
I love that. Is that the first? Did you make that up? That's the first time I've ever heard that.
I think I made it up. I hadn't heard it from anybody else, and I was trying to like categorize myself. I was like, eh, it's not really alternative rock. It's not really modern rock. And yeah. I was like, you know, it's kind of mom rock.
I love it.
So I just kept it.
How do you know when you have a song? How do you know, like, do you think of something while you're driving? Do you actually sit down and write? What's your process?
I sit down. I usually have like an idea on a topic, and then I write lyrics. And then I figure out all the chord progressions around the lyrics.
Lyrics first. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Do most musicians do it that way? Or
I don't know. I think it's really different. I think it varies a lot. I think some people write chords first, or some people come up with a melody first. But I do lyrics, chord changes, and then melody.
Okay.
So.
This is really fun. Can I ask you what you're watching after I plug tomorrow night's show? Can you think about what you're watching on TV? Because I'm going to.
A House of the Dragon.
All right, you're supposed to think about it. I'm going to read this down.
Oh, sorry.
I'm sure you're watching more than one show.
And there's more than one show. Yeah.
That's the voice of Marta Hansen. It's been so great having her here in the studio tonight.
Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. And keep us posted. I want to know when you have new stuff out. I'd love to hear more of it here in the studio as well. Thank you to Pat McGann, the comedian Pat McGann. He will be at the Pfizer Forum November 6th with Sebastian Maniscalco. And you can check out Pat's special on Amazon Prime, When's Mom Gonna Be Home? Very, very funny. Thank you to all the texters and callers and our question tonight. Conrad, I think we had a winner.
Was it Willem Dafoe or was it?
No, I just meant with the question. But
oh, yeah it was
sure,
a winner.
Willem Dafoe. He's the only one we really talked about. So. Or Chris Farley, yeah. Tomorrow night, Bob Dennis will be here to talk about The Mob. That'll be a fun talk. And author Linda Drews. And, of course, we'll look forward to more of your texts and calls as well. Okay, so your show is what? It's the...
House of the Dragon.
House of the Dragon. Yeah. So you were a Game of Thrones fan, I assume?
I was. Okay. I was, yep.
Very cool. All right, you have to stay in touch.
Yes.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Yeah,
thank
pleasure.
You to Chris Casper for setting
thank
us all
you.
Up. He is an absolute gem of a human being and a whiz at engineering. Thank you to Conrad. We'll be back tomorrow night with more Nightlight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good night, Wisconsin.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lobel Show.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in Tuesday for a very special Devil's Advocates. We got Kamala Harris in Milwaukee, the presumptive Democratic nominee. Devil's Advocates. This is history.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 3 to 6.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.